I know we're all guilty of lying in bed, scrolling through this new website we just discovered with the cutest clothes, adding it all to cart, and then remembering your wallet is in the living room and you don't want to get out of bed to go find your credit card number. So then you head to the checkout in hopes that you see that purple shop button. And there it is, the iconic purple Shop Pay button that has all of your payment and shipping information saved, saving you time while you get to stay cozy in bed. Well, that's Shopify. And there's a reason so many businesses sell with it, because Shopify makes everything easier, from checkout to creating your own storefront. Shopify is the commerce platform behind 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rhode to brands just getting started. It gives you that leg up from day one with hundreds of beautiful, ready-to-go templates to express your brand style. You could tackle all of the important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more, including spreading the word on your brand with built-in marketing and email tools to find and keep new customers. And as for that iconic purple Shop Pay button, it's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. Shopify.com/forthegirls. The holidays are on their way, and it's never too early to get your shopping done. So why not have fun with it? Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll find products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. I found the perfect customizable gift for the foodies in my life and immediately added to cart. It's a personalized family recipe serving board that you could either hand write and scan a recipe onto or type it on, and it is so special. And of course, I had to get myself a little something because I found this Christmas movie play-along card game, and I cannot wait to play this on our Christmas movie marathon nights, which you know we will have plenty of. Uncommon Goods just has something for everyone, from parents to kids and teens, from book lovers to football fans, all of your family and friends, and even you yourself are covered. And with every purchase you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/forthegirls. That's uncommongoods.com/forthegirls for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persevalli. And today we have part two of my best friend's wedding series featuring my best friend Jenna. I am so excited for you girls to hear this one. For a little bit of context, if you're not familiar with the series, back in March, I interviewed our best friend Amanda. So she was part one, and we talked all about her relationship journey, the whole story leading up to, you know, where they are now, her wedding planning process. We dove into everything. And now I interviewed Jenna, my other best friend, to ask all pretty much the same questions about hers, just in general, like how you guys met, how your relationship began, how you knew he was the one, they actually had broken up for a little. So like she shares a little bit about that, which I feel like a lot of girls have gone through or maybe are going through that at the moment, where like they lose their person for a little bit and they're just hoping to make their way back to each other. So I think that you guys will really like to hear about her relationship story. But then, yeah, especially the whole concept of this conversation is to dive into the full wedding planning process. So it's a lot of fun. These are my favorite conversations to have because they are featuring my lifelong friends. So you get a little glimpse into that side of my life. And I also love that they get to have a platform to talk all about their special season of life as a bride, planning, you know, the most important day, the best day of their lives. Because I feel like when you are a bride, when you are in that season, it's like, you can't help it. You're so excited. You just want to talk about it. So I love giving them that space to talk about it. And then I also love that you girls in general get to hear from real people who are not influencers. They are not celebrities. Jen is a nurse. So you might also be a nurse and you're like, oh my God, I want to hear her story. Like, you're hearing from real people talking about how they planned, budgeted, and executed their weddings, including their favorite parts and the things that they recommend, and the things that maybe didn't go as planned and did not go right on the big day. Because yes, that happens. It is very real, and we talk about it in today's episode. So without further ado, let's get into the episode with my best friend Jenna. Okay, everyone, please welcome my best friend Jenna to For the Girls. I am so excited to have you on for your debut podcast episode. Jenna, introduce yourself to the girls and tell us all about you.
Hi, my name's Jenna. I'm very excited to be here. Especially, we both went through our wedding journey together, so I'm excited to chat a little bit about that. I'm from Staten Island. I just got married last weekend, and I am a registered nurse.
You are the nurse of all nurses. Jenna knows her stuff, so if you need a nurse, we got one here. You're the first nurse on For the Girls podcast. Talk about a debut. That is amazing. All right. So like you said, you just had your wedding last week. It was amazing. We had so much fun. Just the whole day was perfect. But we're going to talk obviously about the wedding shortly. I want to back up first because I feel like all the girls always want to hear about like the story that led to this point, your dating journey, meeting your now husband, Vin, how you guys started to date, how you got to this point, how long you were together before you got engaged. Not because I feel like everyone just like wants to compare, but I think it's nice to know, like, and people get to see like what's going on out in the world. So let's back up. Tell us about your, you know, just like your relationship story.
Okay. So me and Vin actually started dating back in 2015. So we dated a little back in 2015. It was my best friend since I was 4 was at the time dating his brother. And she was like, I have this guy I think will be perfect for you. He is the same person as you. I want you to go out with him. So I was hesitant on it at the time. I just got out of a really long relationship. So I was like, I don't know. It was winter break. I was home from college. So I was like, you know what? Let me bite the bullet and go out with him. So we went out, we hit it off right away, literally like the same exact person, me and Vin. We dated for a couple of months, and then I was like, you know what? I think I want to go out, explore a little more. I wasn't 100% in it. I was still so young. I was 20 years old. So I said, I think we should like go our separate ways, you know? That happened at the time. We were fine, friends, left it off that way. Years went on. We followed each other on social media. He would DM me here and there. I would DM him back, you know, slide up on each other's Insta stories, like each other's pictures. nothing unusual. And then fast forward back to 2021. And I was out on a Sunday, girls brunch, having a good time. And I was, you know what? Let me text Vin. You know, I'm bored. We always have a good time when we hang out. You know, we're both fun. We both love to be adventurous. I texted him. We hung out the next day. literally ever since that day, after we hung out, we were together every other day for like 2 weeks straight. And then that was it. We kind of just went smooth sailing and now we're together.
Wait. Obviously, I know all this, but like hearing you spell it out like that, I cannot believe that was 10 years ago, 2015, when you first, that's so crazy. And it's also so funny, like hearing you say like, you know, like whatever, I guess like you broke up with him because like, I know Vin was so devastated. Like you make it sound so nonchalant, like, you know, we were young, whatever, but like he's loved you since he met you. So that was definitely rough for him. I know you're like, oh yeah, you know, we were just young, but he probably was like, this is the worst experience of my life. And then it's so crazy because like, I didn't realize how, like, obviously, again, I know the story because I lived it with you, but like, I didn't realize how much time passed because you guys like were, you still communicated with each other. Yeah. You were always in each other's lives still.
It's funny because when we got back the second time, and his mom was like, you know, you broke his heart. He loved you. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said this to me. It was like funny. I look back and we like laugh about it. She's like, you were his first heart.
Yeah, of course. Aw, no, but it's true. And like, I feel like, you know, like every group of friends like has like the guys that they've dated and they like have names for them or like they hate this one, they like that one. I feel like our group was always like Team Vin. We were always like waiting for the reunion of you and Vin. So it was always, everyone always liked Vin. And I remember like you would send like screenshots of like something he DM'd you or like wrote to your story, whatever. And it's like, oh my God, like we're getting back, like we're getting the band back together. And it's funny, like I would like to share too, because you mentioned how your best friend who was dating his brother set you guys up, but now they're also married. You guys are married. So now you became sister-in-laws with your friend, which I feel like is people's like dream, honestly. Yeah,
it is. It's honestly perfect. We're together every family party, literally. If we got to vent about our spouses, she just gets it. I'm venting.
Yeah, no, that's like every girl's dream is to like you and your best friend to like marry brothers. Like I feel like that's like a thing like you used to say in like high school or college, whatever. Like I hope we marry brothers, whatever the case is. And like that, I feel like that's like a little rom com thing for you. Yeah, so,
every person that we tell, they're like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's the best thing ever. Like,
it is. It's really nice. Like we've established, Vin always loved you. So that's like what I always loved about Vin as a best friend. It's like all you ever want for your friends is them for them to be like loved out loud, loved loyally, loved faithfully. And I feel like that's always been Vin for you. He's always been so kind to you, so kind about you. Like you never had like a dating story with Vin, even from those early stages of him like being an asshole or like leaving you on red or like making plans with you and ghosting. And I feel like every girl has gone through that. We've all been there where it's like, we like a guy so much. And then like, you know, they let you down. And I feel like so many girls have that experience and like, they might even still be in it where like they're sticking around waiting for things to get better. It's like, yeah, we're not exclusive yet, but like, if I keep hanging out with him, maybe we'll get exclusive. Maybe he will ask me to be his girlfriend. And it's like, honey, it ain't happening. So I would love for you to share if you could think of anything that like, I think it's good for the girls to hear who are in those stages still. So like, what are things, whether he did different, something he said or did, his actions, like his consistency that you knew made him like different from other guys? And, or even if you knew the moment that you were like, this is going to be my husband.
Yeah. So I'd have to say when we did start talking again, like I could just tell he was very much into me. Like, I would wake up and he'd send me like little paragraphs, which is like the best thing a girl wants to wake up to. You know what I mean? Like, good morning, beautiful. Like, I hope you have the best day, all this stuff. And that's obviously not always important when you're like talking to someone, but waking up to that like every morning is just like a good feeling. And with him, it was just, I didn't have to force him to like show me his feelings. He was always just like showing his feelings, doing kind gestures, I remember when I came to visit you in Miami, we just started like talking again. I don't know if you remember this. And we went to Nikki Beach and he like sent us like $50 for shots and was like, enjoy shots.
Oh my God. Yes, he did.
We started talking again.
And oh my God. I totally forgot about that.
That was just so sweet. Just like little things like that. And I just feel, I'm just trying to put it into words. I just feel like past relationships, you know, I've been ghosted, you know that. I just feel like I was always putting the effort and like showing all my emotion into those relationships. And I feel like with him, I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to be overly show him how much I felt over the top, you know what I mean? And like text him 24/7. He like would always text me. Not that that matters anyway, but.
No, but I get what you're saying, because it's like, it's those little things and the consistent habits and like the routine, because what a lot of guys do when they're like not 100% sure, like maybe they meet you and they're excited about you, but like they're still keeping their options open. They will send the text messages. They will do the cute things. But then it's like, as soon as the grass is greener and they meet somebody else, and then all of a sudden they're inconsistent. And then it's like, you don't hear from them anymore. And it's like, what happened? You were just obsessed with me. And now you made me become obsessed with you. And then you're pulling back and now you're not there anymore. And like, now you introduced me to this vibe and this energy that you couldn't maintain. And now I like something or someone that doesn't even exist anymore. Like, what just happened? And I feel like it's those little gestures, because I like that you mentioned like the smallest things, whether it was sending the $50 or sending the text and being consistent in communication, because it's not always about the grand gestures. It's not about the shit you see on TikTok where they're setting up the flowers in the hotel room and the big balloons and every girl's like, this is my dream. Like, I've never had that done for me. I don't think you've ever had that done for you. Like, none of that, that shit's the stuff that doesn't really matter. I mean, it's nice on the grand occasions, but like for the most part, the most important things are those little consistent habits where like they create the routine and they stick to it. Now you're in this routine of waking up to the text every morning, having consistent communication every day. And you're never worried like, am I going to hear from him? Is he going to bail on me? Like, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just feel like once I saw that he was being so consistent and like, okay, I think this is legit, I allowed myself to open up a little more. And once I started to show my emotion and my feelings, we kind of just like got deeper into it. And the feelings, like even now to this day, like we just got married and I feel like a little kid. Like, I'm so giddy inside with him. Yeah. And I feel like our feelings and like our emotions are just like flourishing more. And I just feel like we're just going deeper and deeper. And I just love it so much.
Yeah. And I feel too, like, I feel like we've said this before where we're like, Vin is the girl and you're the guy, where like it took you a long time to open up. And like, Vin's always been like such an open book with you and like always wore his heart on his sleeve, but you were a little bit more guarded. Like, you kept your walls up. And like, I think for good reason, because girls just like, we do put so much out there. And then when you have that good thing, you're like, I don't want to do anything to ruin it. I don't want to do too much. So let me just like keep my cards close to my chest. But like, I feel like he really was able to like get that side of you, like open up that side of you. And that's another key indicator of knowing like, okay, this guy is the one, this guy is special, because never before have I been comfortable putting it all out there, being vulnerable, but he actually like allows you to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so cute. I asked Amanda this question, so I want to ask you the same thing, because you also, oh, and by the way, I'm saying Amanda just to reference when I did my first part of this series, My Best Friend's Wedding Part 1 featuring Amanda, you know, we're all friends. I'm asking them pretty much the same sort of questions to go through the whole like wedding process, relationship journey and whatnot. So I'm prefacing this by saying Amanda had the same situation with her now husband, where you guys moved in together before getting engaged. So this is always a hot topic, whether it's like on TikTok, it's just, you know, those discussions where everyone has like very strong opinions on either end of the spectrum. So you did move in together before getting engaged. Knowing what you know now, do you stand by that? Would you have done things differently? Is this something you say everyone should be doing? What's your perspective on that?
Yes. So actually, he wanted to move in first before we got engaged. It was like his idea. At that time, I still lived at home, so I really didn't care. I was like, listen, I'll live at home as long as I could. But luckily, we got into a situation where we lucked out with like having to pay rent and whatnot. So we did move in together prior to getting engaged, and I would highly recommend. You go to your boyfriend's house for the weekend, you spend the weekend, you bring a little bag with you, you see what it's like to stay a night or two. Completely different than living together. You know what I mean? I would say moving in before getting engaged really shows a person and how they live. And there have been times where I literally wanted to rip my hair out of my head because of his living styles at first. But then I have to think back. He's a boy. He hasn't lived with a girl in years. He has a sister and hasn't lived with his sister since he's 20 years old. So he hasn't lived with a girl in 9 years. So I was like, listen, it's very different. It was always me, my mom, my sister. So I haven't lived with a boy ever. So I kind of took a step back. I was like, I gotta remind myself that I'm living with a male. It's definitely different than living with two other women. But you really see how a person lives. And I feel like that could either, I know this is like kind of sad to say, but that can make or break a relationship. I know some people that have moved in with their significant others and they have, it almost ruined their relationship. Just being sloppy, not being neat, you know, cleaning up after themselves, leaving stuff around the house. It really can get to a woman, honestly, especially being like a girl, being so clean and all this stuff. I definitely think it was like a positive seeing how well we worked together with like our work schedules and living together. So I definitely would recommend moving in together prior to getting engaged. And that's what he wanted. And it kind of worked out that way.
Going back to what you just said, how like for some people it could like ruin their relationship. Like also I feel like it shows you though, granted, we didn't live together before getting engaged, but I get what you're saying. Like granted, it shows you who someone is even on the deeper level, like beneath the surface. Okay. There's one thing if someone's like messy or whatever, like, but then it's like, what, like, why are you not even being considerate of the fact that I'm telling you you're leaving a mess? Like there's clearly a disconnect here where you're just not even considerate of me, like my space, living with me. Like I feel like that's actually the bigger picture, is that like it's one thing to say there's one person who's more tidy than the other, and like you just said, even with Vin, like okay, he's a boy, he's not as neat as a girl, that's fine. But then it's like you found your rhythm. He figured his stuff out. You figure your stuff out. You guys made it work. Whereas other people, it's like, why can't they make that work? Why can't you just clean up after yourself if I'm telling you you're making a mess? Like it actually shows you someone's true colors as a legit human being.
Yeah. And it's like a little inconsiderate. You're expressing your feelings and just a little, hey, clean up a little more. Just clean up the dishes. Don't leave them sitting in the sink. And they're still not doing that. And it's just like, I'm expressing my feelings towards you and you're just letting it go in one ear and come out the other. It's just like a little inconsiderate.
Yeah. No, I get it. And like, I obviously, like I have my personal experience and my personal opinion, but I also think that it varies because you even brought up a good point where you mentioned like your work schedules. And it's like, I'm someone who's home 24/7. My husband is out at work literally all day. So I'm not expecting him to be doing the laundry and cleaning the house when I'm in the house the whole time and he's out all day. Yeah, whereas you guys, you guys are swapping shifts. You guys are working opposite hours and like these things. So it's like you had to really, you know, come together as a team and like figure out, you know, each other's, whether it be like roles or just like however you guys are going to divvy up like what gets done. So I feel like that it's also a case by case situation of like what everyone's lifestyle is like.
Yeah. Well, I've had friends that have got married and moved in a couple of months after getting married. You know, everyone has a different preference. Yeah. They could do at the time. I mean,
yeah,
it's up to the person and like what they feel, but I would, honestly would recommend it.
Yeah, for sure. My question, the follow-up to that with living together before getting engaged is, did that at all mentally make you feel like, okay, now where's the ring? Like, did it make you want to speed up the process? It's like, okay, we're here, we're living together, we worked it out. Like, where's my ring? Or were you like fine with just like taking things as it goes?
I want to say at first I was fine with it. You know, like we just moved in, we were in that like excited state, you know, just adjusting to everything. But as time went on, I was like, okay, I'm ready. We took the next step by moving in. You know, we've been together for 2 years. And I was like, we both know at that time we already spoke about like wanting to get engaged. And he said, like, I want to live together a little before I propose, just to see like how we work together as a couple and see if we really are compatible together. And I was like, okay, now we're living together. It's time.
Yeah, well, you didn't get engaged that long after, right? I feel like it was kind of shortly after.
Yeah, we moved in together in May and we got engaged in July. So like a month and a half, 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, like literally 2 months later. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But yeah, it was quite quick because I feel like you guys were on like a – not to say a short timeline, but you had actually a longer engagement. You got engaged not that long after dating, but then you had a longer engagement, mm-hmm. you know, in between. So I feel like you've been together for a while, but you actually did get engaged not that long after. I'm curious did you have like a timeline or just like what your feelings are on relationship timelines? Imagine like your girlfriend is in a relationship with her boyfriend, however long, like, and she's like dying to get engaged. It's not happening. What kind of advice? Like, when would you be like, all right, it's time to kick this man to the curb? What's your like ideal timeline?
Yeah. So it's actually funny that you bring up we were engaged longer because we were engaged for 2.5 years and we were dating 2 years before he proposed. So we were engaged longer.
Right. Like you were engaged longer than you were dating. Yeah.
So we're going off what you like that question. I would say it all depends on the person. Like if you're living together for a decent amount of time, you've been dating a long time and you just feel like you're in a standstill, bring it up to your partner, honestly. Just make sure you're on the same page because you don't want to be with this person for so long and they just feel like they're at a standstill and they're like waiting for the engagement and it's just like not gonna happen. They need like a little fire up their butt, you know? And I just like, you're with this person, you love this person, you want to be and marry this person, you should feel comfortable enough to have that conversation with the person, like, where are we going from here? Like, where are the next steps? I want to make sure I'm not wasting my time, honestly, because some people yeah. are together for so long and it's just like you need to like give the guy a little bit of a push, but you give them that push and then sometimes the relationship doesn't work out because then I feel like the guy feels like he's forced into it, but you've been together for so long. Like in reality, what are you waiting for?
And guys know, like they can never act like they're not sure. Like they know. If they don't know, like if they're not 100% sure, then they're literally just comfortable and chilling and like, oh, well, you know, she makes my life easier. So, you right. know, this is fine. And like when they know, there's no need. Like, yeah, I think every girl will have that little conversation of like, all right, where's the ring at? But also, like, they're not going to have you waiting 6-7 years, you know, if you're an adult. If you're a working adult, you have an income, you have a place to live. It's like, what's the situation? So,
yeah,
I agree. All right, now let's reroute into some wedding talk because this is what we're here for. So paint the overall picture of what wedding planning was like for you. I know you did things a little differently because most people are touring 5, 10, 20. I mean, I've seen girls on TikTok that are like touring 20 venues because they can't make a decision. Whereas you didn't do any of that. You had your sights set, you planned, and that was that. So just like walk us through the process of your wedding planning, choosing the venue, all that.
Mm-hmm. So our original plan, we wanted to do destination. We did want to do Italy. My grandparents are still both alive, but they're in their 80s. So definitely wouldn't be able to travel to Italy. And I wanted them to be there. I grew up with my grandparents. I lived in the same house with them literally till I was 28 years old. So it was like very special for them to be there. So I didn't want them to miss that moment. So then we took a step back and we were like, all right, let's look into something a little closer. Maybe they could drive. So we were looking into Florida. And we were getting backlash from a lot of family members. Oh, you know, this one doesn't travel. This one can't afford it, blah, 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 blah. So then that started getting into Vin's head. It got into my head a little too, because I'm like, you kind of are ruining this planning moment for us. You know, like we want to do what we want to do. And we're getting like all this backlash. So then Vin was like,
you know, I feel like every single person who does a destination wedding goes through that. Like yeah. Every single person who plans a destination wedding has that feedback from people. But like, what, like, whatever. Anyway, get, sorry, I digress. Keep going.
Vin's very focused on buying a house. So he said, you know, I really want to buy a house. So why don't we do a smaller scale wedding? So I said, okay, that's fine. He wanted to just go to City Hall and go out to dinner with our family, which nothing wrong with that. That's just not me. I love to party. I love being the center of attention. I just, it's every little girl's dream to put on that big white dress, walk down the aisle, you know what I mean? And have a wedding. So I said, listen, I'll meet you in the middle. We'll find something local. We have a lot of venues on Staten Island that do beautiful weddings. So I said, we'll find something local. We'll do a smaller scale wedding. That way we don't have to spend all this money. We could still have a beautiful wedding and we could buy the house. So we looked at, we didn't even go to these places. We just kind of reached out for like pricing and whatnot. And they were more on restaurant scale weddings, which we were going to have. At first we were aiming for 100 people, inviting 100 people. So that's not honestly big enough. Like restaurants, weddings are not big enough for 100 people and a DJ and a dance floor and whatnot. So one person, I think it was my mom, she said, why don't you reach out to Angelina's? So I was like, yeah, it's just like an amazing Italian restaurant on Staten Island. I know they have like the two party rooms. So I was like, I don't know. My mom's like, I'm telling you, I think you'll love it. Go look. So me and Vin went, we looked, and literally Vin's eyes lit up the second we walked into that bocce floral tent, and he was like, it's beautiful in here. Then we went to the white tent, which is where the wedding was, and he was like, I love it. And literally that day, we didn't tell anyone. We went home, we grabbed our money, we went back, and we left a deposit. Meanwhile, me and him have never been to this restaurant to eat before. So we kind of were just like, we just booked it to book it.
No, it was perfect though. And they do such a nice cocktail hour. And I do love that room too. Like it's really pretty where they do the cocktail hour. And I had been to weddings before at Angelina's. And I've also just like been there. Like I've been in that room because that's where they do like their Sunday brunch. Like I've been there before. And I feel like, first of all, you can't go wrong with Italian food on Staten Island because you know it's going to be good. So like that's that. And then also it's like the perfect compromise for what, like, you know, to meet in the middle because, well, first of all, right? You had more than 100 people.
Yeah.
You didn't? No, you did.
You did. We ended up with 155.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, wait, I don't think that was 100 or less people. Yeah, no. You had a bigger wedding than I guess you anticipated, but like, it was definitely nice to like stay local. Like, I get it. I was that type too. Same as like Vin, like where I'm like, I don't want to have this big party. I don't want to spend all this money. Like I'm fine with having 50 people. Like I said, like you said, go to City Hall, have the thing. But Joe said the same thing as you. That's not me. Like he has a big family. He wants to have everybody there. Like, you know, you want to have that party and it is a once in a lifetime thing. So like, he's more of the one who like convinced me into like having the bigger wedding, but you know, I understand the destination, wanting to go to Italy, wanting to go to Florida, wanting to go to these other places. But I also feel like when you're from here, the New York, New Jersey area, like no one does weddings like here. Like, you're not going to get the same food in Florida. You're not going to get that same vibe. Like we're so like New York Italian vibe. Like this is where you do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. Unless of course you did go to Italy, but like whatever.
It's funny. I had to go to Angelina's today because I left my wedding shoes there. So I picked up my wedding shoes and Vin was like, oh, I wish we could just do it again. And I look at him and I'm like, aren't you happy?
I know.
Aren't you happy we decided to do this wedding? And he's like, it was the best decision I ever made. And I'm like, happy.
Yeah, it was such a nice day.
I didn't want him to feel like forced into doing what I wanted because it's for both of us. It's like both a special time in our lives. But he was like, no, like I wouldn't want it any other way. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. I feel like that's how it always is in the end. Like you're so happy you did it. I feel like if anything, you would only ever regret not doing it, but you would never regret doing it. Like you would never regret having a wedding, but you would regret not having a wedding, you know? Yes,
absolutely.
What do you feel like for you? I know that, like you said, you didn't like go to all these places, but like, what was that final decision? Like, what do you think is the most important thing for you or like in general when it comes to booking a venue? Like, what about a venue is your thing of like, okay, that's the most important thing and they provide this, so that's where I'll have it.
So for Angelina's, it was like a little different because they didn't have that bridal suite, you know what I mean? So I can't say it was like other wedding halls. They had like a tiny bridal suite. So not that that mattered because I didn't do a bridal party, but I don't know. Just when we walked in that room, I kind of just like took a step back and I just like pictured my wedding and what I wanted in that room and like the ideas I had in my head of like the florals and like the mirrored golds all throughout the room. And I just feel like I could just picture that. And I was like, it's just perfect.
That's actually like really true. I feel like that goes for like, as if you're like buying a house, like, can you picture yourself living in this house, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
When we came down to our final, like our two choices between Pleasantdale and another place, I won't mention it on here because it's a place we didn't choose because Joe was like so against it. That was his thing, was that he just kept saying that he could not picture us having a wedding there. I'll tell you the place after, but he was just like, I can't picture it. Like, I don't feel like this is us. I don't feel like this is me. Mm-hmm. He kept saying, I don't picture my family loving this place. Like, so that's actually, I never even really thought about it like that, where it's like, it's not even about the thing. It's not about like the tangible item or whatever. It's about that feeling of like, yeah, this is the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I just, and I'm very happy because people keep raving about the service, about the food. And although it is like that Staten Island restaurant, they do throw an amazing party. Like the bridal attendant did not leave my side the entire night, was coming to the bathroom with me, holding my dress, tying me in, filling my cup. Like the staff was just amazing. I can't.
The staff was amazing. We had someone not at our someone who was supposed to be at our table was not at our table. And we had somebody else at our table who was there order another entree, like on behalf of that person, saying like, hey, we have an empty seat here. Like, can we order another entree? So like they brought the other entree. And then when they brought the other entree, he was like, it's really good. Can I have another one? So he got another one and they brought another entree. They literally brought two extra entrees to the table. Like they weren't saying no to anything. Like it was just like really good service. We were actually, it was like one of the funniest moments of the night. He's like, we'll have another one. It's really good. And they brought it again.
Wait, that's so funny.
I know. Hopefully you didn't get charged for another plate because they did bring us an additional plate. Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off. Calling all the girls who love a spicy romance novel, it is time to binge read the Second Son series from bestselling author Emily Rath. I just read the second book of the trilogy, His Grace the Duke, and this one is complete with not one, but three very different suitors. Each one will try anything, risk anything, and be anything our leading lady needs. But as for her, she can't help but wonder, why choose? I wasn't just reading, I was blushing, laughing, and fanning myself quite a lot. It's smart, sexy, and gives you all the emotional payoff with none of the outdated tropes. I am telling you, girls, this ultra steamy book is not your mother's Regency romance. If you love the humor and heart of Jane Austen and the sexy vibes of Bridgerton, this series is definitely for you. Re-releasing with a gorgeous new cover and sprayed edges, His Grace the Duke is available wherever books are sold starting October 28th. You girls know I'm always sharing my latest book recommendations, and I have to tell you about the book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. You wouldn't think a romance starring a demon hero could feel cozy, but it could. This is a light, paranormal romance with a grumpy sunshine dynamic, one of the biggest fan favorite reader tropes, and I mean it quite literally. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a forgotten past. It's forbidden love, found family, and pure popcorn reading fun. Think fantasy, but rom-com. I was laughing out loud and totally swooning by the end. This one is perfect for spooky season, but without the dark vibes. Just humor, heart, and heat, because of course us girls love a little bit of spice. This was one of those books where I picked it up one night planning to read just a few chapters, but then ended up staying up until 2 a.m. because I could not stop. So Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is on sale now wherever books are sold, and you've got to make sure to grab the gorgeous deluxe edition before it's gone. I recently just talked on the show about wanting to try some gummies, and guess what I found? Organic, farm-grown, never lab-made, ultra-premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. I have a Bliss gummy during the daytime for a clean, simple boost when I need clear focus, and a Snoozers gummy when it's time to wind down and actually end the day. The philosophy is simple. Great ingredients, real botanicals, nothing extra. It feels clean and intentional, and it fits right into my schedule. You've got to see for yourself. Grab 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code FORTHEGIRLS. That's secretnature.com, code FORTHEGIRLS. Speaking of the tangible, not so tangible things, I have a two-part question for you. What were your non-negotiable, no ifs, ands, or buts, like I have to have this thing? And then on the other end, secondly, would be what did you maybe feel that way about, but then you ended up leaving out or compromising on? Like, for example, for me, I originally was like, I don't want a DJ. I only want a live band. And then when it came down to it, I said, okay, let's do the DJ with the musicians. We didn't do a live band. So like something that you were like, there's no way around it. I need this. And then something that you maybe like changed your mind on, you were like, I don't need this thing.
Yeah. So for me, I definitely wanted the live painter. Vin was like, absolutely not. It's just going to be a picture. Like, what are we going to do with it? Then I did some researching on painters. I honestly found this girl on TikTok. And I said, Vin, look at this painting. And he was like, that's not a painting, that's a picture. I'm like, no, it is her painting. And he was like, there's no way. Like, he was just like, didn't believe me. And I showed him like her videos and he was like, wow. And I was like, we have to get her. And he was like, eh, I don't know. And I was like, I don't care what you say. I'm booking her. I'll pay for the whole thing if I have to. And then I ended up booking her and he split it with me. But just that in the moment, like the live painter came to with us on the grounds where we did our photos. She snapped some photos, which I love that because my photographer and videographer were like, that's the only painter that we've ever seen come to the actual grounds with us and take their own photos. Usually they just take it from a picture. So she like got to see the space of where our painting was going to be. So like, I feel like she was able to like live in that picture moment and draw it from being there, if that makes sense. So definitely that. Also, I was hesitant on content creator and I was hesitant on a bridal coordinator. But once we went to Amanda's wedding and I saw the bridal coordinator, I was like, I have to get her. And I have to say my bridal coordinator, I would be lost without her. I had some little mishaps on the wedding day. And she literally like this was reaching out to this person, reaching out to that person, moving things around. I think we'll go over that later. Fixing things for me, like, she was literally amazing. And I'm not kidding. Like, the day of your wedding is a little chaotic because there's so much going on. The video's here, the photographer's here, you're still getting your hair and makeup done, but you want to live in that moment. And my bridal coordinator literally made me feel so calm in all that chaos and let me live in that moment. She's like, I'll take care of this. I'll take care of that. Don't worry. Eat something, drink something, like be present, be in that moment. And then the content creator, I was iffy about, and I'm so glad I did it. I just feel like the videographer, you know, you get your video back, say like 6 to 8 months. The content creator got all my stuff the night of. I see all this raw footage of me getting ready, you know, my hair done, my makeup, like my laughs, my smiles, just like these intimate moments with getting ready with my family and intimate moments at church and stuff. So those two were like the best decisions, honestly. Honestly, there really wasn't anything that I kind of was like, okay, we could do without. The floor wrap, I did do a small floor wrap. I wanted the whole floor, but I was like, let's be realistic. People are going to step on it. It's going to, people's heels are going to
rip. I feel like they charge like $5,000 for the floor wrap. Is that like an accurate price?
Yes. Yes. And I was like, that's just not realistic. So I kind of settled on the smaller size. Angelina's doesn't really have like that dance floor, you know what I mean? It's all like tile. So I was like, you know what? I'll just do a smaller size. It'll be perfect for when we do our first dance, our spotlight dances with our parents, you know, like we could take some pictures on there. So I'd have to say like that was the only thing like I kind of like took a step back from or like had to compromise a little. But other than that, everything was like we both had like we kind of did everything in like our budget and we budgeted things within the range we wanted to stay in. Like we reached out for a few different vendors just to see like pricing and whatnot. And honestly, it kind of just like worked out.
Yeah. I do feel like the floor wrap has become really big lately. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had mentioned it to me back when I was like just starting to plan. They're like, oh, I use this person for floor wrap. And I never looked into anyone because honestly, it wasn't even something that I ever was considering. I really didn't think about it. But then as I had like heard more about it and people were saying what they paid for it, like $5,000 or $6,000, I was like, wait, what? Like it wasn't even a money reason. I just didn't think I needed one. So I never even knew what it cost. And then when I found out what it cost, I was like, I was shocked. Like I actually couldn't believe that it was that expensive.
Yeah, no, definitely. To do like the whole dance floor, which was like 30 feet by like 30 feet. I literally was like, That's not a necessity. It's fine. It really wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just something like to spruce up the room a little bit, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It just like adds a little personalization.
Yeah.
Do you want to share who your live painter, content creator, and day of coordinator were so that the girls can know?
Yeah, of course. Live painter was Angela Svaka. Her Instagram was Art Events. She was literally so amazing. If I can't recommend her enough. It literally looks like our picture was on the painting. And she takes it home and she adds more to it. She glosses it, frames it, and sends it back to us.
So you don't even have it yet?
No. She said 18 to 28 weeks.
Oh, my God. But yeah. It looked amazing. Joe and I were standing there for like 10 minutes staring at it. And exactly what Vin said, how he said to you, like, oh, no, that's not a painting. That's a picture. That's how it looked. Like, it literally looked like she just had your face. I've seen plenty of people do the live paintings before, but they don't do the details of the face like that. Like, it's usually further away, just kind of shows like the room, whatever, like maybe the back of the head, maybe they do a dip kiss. So it's not really like front facing. I was floored at the fact that it was your legit face. That was the craziest thing I ever saw.
I know, everyone kept saying that. Yeah. Bridal coordinator, I did Most Valuable Bridesmaids, and I had Erin. Erin was so amazing. She literally was heaven sent that day. And then for content, I did Unapologetically Social, Christiana Domino. She was great. And Christiana, I have known since we were like five. We went to school together our whole lives. So it was like very special for me and for her being there.
Yeah,
like
that's
being in my childhood home.
I saw when she like put like a, like, cause you reposted something that she put on her story and she was like, this was so special for me. So that was really cute.
Yeah.
You mentioned your bridal coordinator helping with some mishaps. So let's get into that. What went wrong, you know, that you would want to share that went wrong that day?
So I actually received a text message from my bakery that I ordered my cake from the morning of my wedding, asking me, telling me he got a new phone. He doesn't have a picture of what the cake is supposed to look like. Can I send him a picture? Now, this is at like 11:45 in the morning. I've just finished hair and makeup. Photographers are there ready to get me. And I'm literally baffled that I'm sending my cake guy a picture of my cake. So I sent him the picture. He was like, I apologize. I'm so sorry. Congratulations. We get to the hole. Mind you, it's raining that day. After church, though, it started raining. And then it started like really raining later on. So we had to take all our pictures inside. We're starting to take our pictures. And like, I just glance. Now he's there when we first walk into the hole. And I'm not thinking anything of it because I'm just getting in. I'm settling in. And they're like, all right, fix your hair, reapply your lipstick. Let's go take pictures. So we get inside and all of a sudden I just like take a double take at the cake and I'm like, that's not my cake. And my mom goes, what do you mean? I said, Mom, that's not the cake I showed them, like, at all. It had no comparison to the cake I showed them. I wanted a 4-tier like thin ivory cake with fondant flowers. I did not receive that. I received like a white cake with pearls on each layer with flowers and greens, white roses and green like flower stems. Mind you, I did fall colors. So I had not one single white flower in my floral decor. So that did not go at all. So now I start panicking and my bridal, Erin, the bridal coordinator, and my bridal attendant from Angelina's took flowers from – I had like centerpieces from church, took flowers from the centerpieces from church and put them in the cake and redecorated the cake. Yeah.
I saw them doing this, but I didn't see them physically put the flowers into the cake. I saw them – just like running back and forth with flowers in their hand, like from your, you know, from your decor, whatever. And I was like wondering what they were doing, but obviously like you know, to me, they know what they're doing. So they're just like rearranging some stuff. I had no idea that it had anything to do with your cake until you said it, you know, whenever you said it, like a day or so later. And I, when you mentioned that your cake like wasn't right, I was like, but your cake matched your decor perfectly. I'm like, it literally looked exactly like your decor. What would not be right about it? And you're like, no, they were literally redecorating the cake, which is so crazy to me because you like, you legit asked for cake flowers, fondant flowers, just literally like to match the cake. And he just like took it upon himself to just put like other fake flowers in there. Like, I don't understand that.
And put glitter, sprayed them with glitter, which not what I wanted. Yeah. And then another thing was my sweetheart table for my florist. I asked for flowers to go from the ground up to the top of the table. And I walk in and I just see like flowers on top of the table, like coming down and all candles on the floor. And I literally was like, that's not the sweetheart table we spoke about. And I printed out papers of pictures of everything with writing, literally so detailed. And I don't know, my finals meeting with the florist, it wasn't the florist I have been working with. It was a different florist. So I don't know if like the miscommunication was with the other florist I haven't been working with. But I did have detailed photos with everything written. And when my bridal coordinator called the florist, she was like, we don't have anyone there to go and fix it. So I was a little disappointed about that. But honestly, it was very minor. No one would have known if I didn't say anything. You know what I mean? It was just something I knew and
that's,
what I wanted.
That's always like the most important thing is like, it's the things that you are going to notice, but literally no one else is going to notice. To me, yeah. Your sweetheart table was perfect. The whole room looked stunning. The whole room looked gorgeous. The fall colors like of the flowers was so pretty. I've never seen anyone do that because really everyone always does white, like maybe some green or some like blush pink. Like, but as far as like actual color in the room, like it's a very rare thing to see. So like I feel, and the room is so white, like the tent of like Angelina's is very white, so like adding that color, that pop of color with the fall colors, like it was so pretty, it looked so nice. On a similar scale, not like the exact same thing, but one of the first things at mine when I walked in, so when we booked our venue and they tell you like they walk you through the whole grounds, the outside cocktail hour was like all these rooms, indoor, outdoor, whatever, so the outside was like fully open. And when we were going through our dates, which the only date options we had were October 4th or November 29th, when we were going back and forth between like the pros and cons of both, it was like, well, in October, early October, it's fully open out here. So like your guests can be outside and roam around and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, and if you go with the end of November, when it's like colder out, we have a tent up out here. And so that was a big thing for Joe. Cause he was like, oh yeah, I don't want a tent. Like I want it just like open, whatever. I get there on the wedding day and the fucking tent is up. And I'm like, wait, there's the whole cocktail hour station. There was a tent. I don't know if you even noticed it, that you were under a tent. Because it was very open. It's not like a tent that like it is airy and it's bright and it's open. So like I feel like we just said, like other people wouldn't notice. But I noticed because where it is, exactly where the tent is directly under the bridal suite balcony. And so I had intended on taking pictures off of the balcony because it was supposed to be fully open. And I wanted the photographer to go like down on the ground and take pictures of me up on the balcony. But I couldn't take those pictures because the tent was there. So as soon as I was getting ready in the morning, I'm like, oh, what time do they take the tent down? They're like, the tent's not going down. The tent is up. And I'm like, what? Like when we were picking our dates, yeah. I was told the tent goes up beginning of November. So it's open in October and its tent is up in November. And you know, like, I mean, shit happens. Like, what are you going to do? No one noticed it. I didn't even mention it because I was like, it left my head as quickly as it came into my head. But it's like those things that you immediately see. You immediately seeing the cake, or you immediately seeing the sweetheart table, me immediately seeing the tent. It's like, hold on, that's not what we discussed. Like, And these things really do happen. Like, the brides need to know, like, it's never going to be like 100% perfect.
But listen, you can't let it ruin your day, honestly. In the moment, I was so like upset and so mad. And I was like, you know what? This is just a little thing. It could be worse. You know what I mean? They were planning the weekend of my wedding. They were planning for a huge storm. So I was like, I could have had a storm, a power outage. I could have had everything. So I was like, these little things don't matter in the moment right now. And honestly, they ended up doing my cake beautiful. It matched all the rest of the decor. And my sweetheart table, I was getting so many compliments on. So I was like, honestly happy with it. So I was like, it's fine. I didn't want it to ruin my night.
Speaking of the storm, this is going to be the last wedding question I ask you. Cause then I want to ask you just a couple questions about the honeymoon before we wrap. But you just mentioned, there was supposed to be this whole storm leading up to your wedding. We're getting like the news alerts of a nor'easter. I saw that New Jersey called a state of emergency, like a whole thing. Like, we're thinking like the Wizard of Oz is happening. Like, the sky is about to fall on this day. Granted, that's not how it ended up happening. It did rain, but like, it was a normal amount of rain. Like, there wasn't anything crazy. It didn't ruin the day. Thank God. However, leading up to it, I would imagine, and as I know from conversations with you, seeing what the weather was supposed to be would make a bride very anxious, very nervous. So like, how were you feeling? What was your thought process at that point? And what would be your advice to brides who like their day is coming and maybe they're seeing rain or maybe it does storm? Like, I mean, at that point, what are you going to do? So like, where were you at with all of that?
So I want to say the like mid-September, I was looking up like the forecast for up until like our wedding, and it was looking good, no rain. And then closer to the wedding day, it started with the rain and the storms. And for your wedding, it was 80 degrees and sunny. And then my wedding, it was literally like 60 degrees, windy, cloudy, rainy. So we actually hung rosary beads and the Blessed Mother pointing out of the window. This is bad, but I did pay a Etsy witch to cast a weather spell, and I swear by it, because the time that she said it wasn't gonna rain, it did not rain. But honestly, I had a lot of our family members, because all our photos were outside. We were supposed to go to Snug Harbor and take our photos there. We paid for a permit because the grounds are beautiful there. And a lot of our family members, honestly, constantly, what are we doing? What's the backup plan? What's this? What's that? And I was pretty calm with it. Me and Vin were both like, it is what it is. We kind of just have to let the day take us literally minute by minute and see what the weather is. We purchased all these clear like umbrellas on Amazon. So everyone had umbrellas for photos if we needed them. And then closer to the day, I started getting like really nervous about the weather because they were making it seem so bad. All these states were in state of emergencies, New Jersey, then Long Island, they were saying. So it was like, what happens if it is this big storm and like we have a power outage? Do we have like a backup generator for the hole and whatnot? But it ended up working out perfectly. Some advice that I would say is, you can't stress it. You know what I mean? They say that if it rains on your wedding day, it's good luck. So I take it as that. But you really can't stress it. It really will ruin the whole day. And honestly, I was very calm. I said, listen, we take it minute by minute. It was drizzling when we got out of church, which was a little drizzle, which was fine. And then we started taking our photos and it started getting like a little windy and still was drizzling. And I was like, listen, my photos came out gorgeous and like it looked gloomy out, but like it looked beautiful. There's really just try and soak in every moment of that day. You don't want to get yourself all upset and nervous like for the weather. You can't control the weather. You know what I mean? You just got to look at the positive and like the real reason of why the day is so special. You're marrying the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. And I promise you it will work out.
Honestly, the rain is like, it's so annoying, but it was so not even a factor in your day, which I also, you didn't mention, but it's important to mention, is that you did have a plan B for your photos.
Yes.
So didn't you go to a different, you took all those pictures in a different location now, right?
Yes. So we went to this courthouse across from the Staten Island Ferry. It's like an old courthouse and it was covered on top. but open on the sides. So we were covered on top, but we did have like the wind was really going at it. But it still like ended up working out because Sunk Harbor was completely open. So if we did go to Sunk Harbor, my dress would be literally wet and dirty on the bottom and stuff like that. So yeah, it ended up working out. And my photographer had all these different backup plans. God forbid something happened. So you just like, I put all my faith in him and it worked out.
And that's all you got to do, because honestly, your vendors are the professionals. And it's like, they, as long as you have your backup plans, your plan B, your plan C, whatever the case is, like you, like you just said, you can't control the weather. So control what you can control. Hire the professionals who will make everything seamless for you, because that's also what's very important. People want to go really cheap on their vendors, this and that. And I always say, like, you get what you pay for. So you got a really great photographer. And because you got a great photographer, he was able to keep things calm, keep things under control and say, don't worry about it. So what if it rains? We just go to a different spot. Like, no big deal. Whereas like, imagine you have a vendor who's like causing you stress. I mean, I've heard of horror stories from hair artists to makeup artists to like all these different people who are like causing issues for the bride on her wedding day. And it's like, that's the literal last thing you want. So you take all the stress off your shoulders, you put it on them, you hire the professionals and they'll get it done. And look, it didn't matter. Sure, it rained a little bit, but it didn't. Ultimately, it did not affect your day because you had the backup plans. You didn't stress about it all day. It is funny because you're like, well, you can't control the weather, even though that girl was swiping her credit card paying for an Etsy witch to control the weather. So I digress. But it's true. You can't control it. So it's like one of those things that you just like, what are you going to do? You're going to let it ruin your whole day? Like, oh, it's rain. Like, and like you said, it brings good luck. So it is what it is. All right. Like I said, I just wanted to quickly talk about your honeymoon before we wrap up, because you're going on such a cool honeymoon. Yes. So tell us about that, where you're going and how you decided on it.
Okay. So we are going to Africa. We are going to East Africa. We are going to Kenya. And then we are that. So that's like the safari trip. We're doing that for 6 days. And then we are going to Tanzania, which is like the islands. It's like beaches, white beaches, sand, and we are doing that for another 6 days. So at first we were very – we wanted to go to why can't I think of it? Bali. There we go. We are very set in stone on Bali. But the thing with Bali is you have to move like to different islands after a couple of days. Like, we're staying 6 days and 6 days. Bali, you stay like 3-4 days. And then, all right, that's it. Go to a different island. You know what I mean? We did do that when we went to Greece a couple of years ago. We went to 4 different islands. And it was just like living out of a luggage. It kind of was a little stressful, like having to pack up, pack out. Like, so we didn't want to do the whole switching, hopping to different islands. So that's why, and I always wanted to go to Africa. I'm a big animal lover. As you know, I was a vegetarian for 20 years. and I just feel like it's a once in a lifetime trip, honestly. And we want to do it now before we start to settle down and have a family. So we just wanted to do something different. We have like, we always go to these islands and we have timeshare here. We have a condo there. So we wanted to just do something different. And every time I tell someone like where we're going, they're like, oh my God, I never heard of anyone going there. That's so amazing. I'm so jealous. I want to go to Africa. And I'm just like, it's just, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
It always comes up on like reels. I'm sure you've seen everything, but like Joe and I have sent each other a couple reels before where it's like the people are like, I don't know if this is necessarily where you're going to be, but the people are like literally in their hotel room and they're like seeing the animals like outside. Like, I don't know if that's necessarily where you'll be, but like, that is so cool that you're like waking up and like, you know, imagine just like a glass window, like sliding doors in front of you. And there's like an elephant walking by. Like, what? Like, I'm like, is this AI or is this real? But it's real. And it's real places in Africa. I just don't know where per se.
So we're actually staying on a conservatory, so we will have the animals out in the open fields be able to come to our come up to our hotel hotel room, and we do have like someone that will guide us and walk us back and forth on the grounds, like just for our safety. So we're like excited for that.
That is something that like people have on their bucket list forever and like unfortunately like never even get to do. Like that's like a true like travel experience, like dream vacation. I'm curious if you had someone help you, like a travel agent or something, or how you guys like put this trip together.
Yeah, so I actually reached out to a couple of different travel agents. I wanted to see like everyone's different itineraries and whatnot. And I was doing some research online and I found this travel agency that's, I want to say Jakarta is the name. I reached out to them, told them what I wanted to do, and they actually set me up with an agent that's from Africa, like a travel agent from Africa. So we hopped on a phone call really quick and I told him like what we wanted to do. He asked like, do you want to do hot air balloon? Do you want to do day drives, night drives? Would you want to do a walk through safari? Like you're walking instead of being in the car, you're like walking. And I was like hesitant on that. But I just told him like the vibe we were going for. And I kind of like that he's from Africa. He knows like the best places, the best areas and whatnot, the time to go. Because they do have like a dry season and they have like a wet season. So he said like the season that we are going is like perfect. We might even see the great migration of the animals like migrating, which I'm really excited to see also. So I would definitely recommend using a travel agent. He was amazing. And I think honestly, everything's so seamless from the second we hop off that airplane to the second we get dropped off to the airport to come home, like we have a ride, a transfer, like everything set up. And we get like a whole pamphlet of like what time our whole itinerary, all our game drives, all our excursions, everything like that.
That is amazing. That's like, I think what people, like what makes people nervous about doing a trip like that and traveling like that is like not knowing what to do, where to put yourself, how to organize everything. And like, I personally, like, I'm someone who hates to create an itinerary. Like, I am not type A. You're not going to find me with the Excel spreadsheets and the links and the putting everything together. Like, let me outsource and hire someone to do it for me. And I feel like people don't, like, travel agents are not some foreign concept. I think it's, like, a known thing. But I feel like no one realizes, like, how helpful they are.
No. Literally, we get there. We don't have to worry about a thing. Like it's just perfect.
That's
we have
amazing.
Like our own transportation every single place we're going.
Yeah. That is amazing. You better be posting content because you're not really like a content girly, but like you're going to be doing all the fun things. You're going to be in, you know, the safari and you have the cutest little outfits on Amazon with your hats and your vest and whatever. Like the girls want to see you post it up online.
Well, I'm buying a professional camera for this trip. So.
Are you really? What camera are you getting?
I don't know. I'm still like browsing around. My cousin was telling me a couple of, what did she say?
If you want to really ball out, the Canon G7X is like what everyone, all the influencers are using. I do think it's like $1,000, which is nuts because it's not like a big lens camera. It's literally a small digital camera, but like every influencer uses that.
I think it was a Sony, my cousin was telling me, that has like the different lenses where you could like zoom in and like the
Did you just call a Sony camera a Sony?
Sony, yes,
I was actually thinking in my head, like I've never heard of that. And then I realized you meant a Sony camera.
Sony. different attachable lenses that I could put on and off the camera. So I was looking at that also.
I have a camera that I would be more than happy to let you borrow, but I have no idea what I did with it. And I'm pretty sure that attachable lens is gone. Like I have the camera, but I noticed that the front of it was like extremely flat. And I was thinking like, why does the camera look so weird? And then I realized it's because there's no lens on it. So I don't know what happened to it. I don't even know where the camera is at this point because I probably like just got rid of it instead of finding another lens. So listen, if I find it and if it has a lens, you're more than welcome to use it because it is a pretty good camera, but I have not used it in a long time. Yeah, but I'm so glad that you're going on like such a luxurious, cool honeymoon, because I feel like we need to make honeymoons great again. I feel like no one goes on honeymoons anymore, and everyone goes on these like mini moons, and they just like hit Bahamas or Aruba. Yeah, like they're just doing like the chill little like kind of staying local, staying within the country sort of thing. And I don't see anyone going on extravagant honeymoons anymore. So like you're bringing it back. Thank you for that. Thank you for going on your honeymoon so we can witness a cool honeymoon, because like what, we've lost the art of honeymooning. Like what's happening? No one is honeymooning.
Everyone's like, oh, you guys didn't go on your honeymoon yet? I'm like, no, not yet. I'm like, give us a little bit of a break.
Yeah, no, but it is, it's like a reward after the wedding. It's like you just did all of that. I mean, like we said, you had a long engagement. You planned a wedding for over 2 years. Like you go through all that. You go through the stress of the damn sweetheart table and the cake and whatever. It's like, now I need to relax. Let me reward myself. So whatever, you go back to work for a little bit and then you're going to go on your super cool trip.
You know what I mean? And we're going in December. We're going close to the holidays. We literally come home like eight days before Christmas. So I'm like excited. So it's like,
yeah, it's going to be like a nice like time of year.
Yeah, we go, we enjoy. It's warm there actually. It's going to be like 80s, 90s when we're there. So it's like, all right, we'll be in the sun, like we'll be outside, and then we'll come home and then we like get to talk about it with our family, celebrate the holidays. So it's like a good little breakup between everything.
Yeah, no, that's going to be such a great time. Of course, Joe has been looking at the weather every day for like when we're supposed to be away, and it shows rain every single day. However, I think it's one of those where it like, you know, like you go to Florida and it's like it rains for 20 minutes and then like the rain stops, but it does that like literally every single day. So I'm pretty sure that's why it shows that it's going to rain every single day, because I think it does, but it say it's like early in the morning and then it like clears up, but he's like freaking out. He's like, we can never go on a vacation without it raining, which is true. Every vacation we've ever gone on, it rains. So I wouldn't be surprised if it like really rains, but I think it just shows that because I think it's like showers, you know?
That's how it is in Jamaica. I went to Jamaica a few years ago and it literally rained every single day we were there. It rained for maybe like 20, 40 minutes tops. And then the rest of the day was like beautiful out.
Yeah. Then you're like, oh, there's the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to wrap up, can you leave us with something, your top tip or like something that you experienced in this era, whether it was planning or just like the day of, like what would be your number one takeaway for all the brides to be? That you would love to share with them that you've learned in this season of your life?
Honestly, what I have to say is you go through all this planning, all this stress. Like me, I was engaged for 2.5 years. I like was like, this has to look like this. This has to look like that. Like it has to be my vision. It has to come to life. And it did, and it will for you, but just live in the moment of the day, because the day is so special and you're filled with everyone you love and everyone that loves you and your significant other. And you just want to be so present. You want to be with your significant other the entire night. Just like me and Vin did not leave each other's side. And it was one of the best things. Like we were all over the place together and we just like had so much fun. We lived in the moment. We were just so happy, laughing, dancing. It's just be present. You know, you just want to be present. Don't stress over the little things, the little mishaps, because at the end of the night, it's not worth it at all. And just enjoy your
brother. And the day goes so fast. Like, I feel like it doesn't, like in the moment, you think like, oh, there's still so much time ahead of you. Cause it's like, oh, it's only the morning. Oh, it's only the afternoon. Oh, church just ended. But then it's like by the end of the night, you're like, oh, wait, I went through all of that stuff already. Like in the moment, you don't realize that the day is flying. But then by the end of the night, you realize, holy shit, it's over. And like, why would I spend 10, 15 minutes of this very short, fast day stressing about something that's out of my control? Yeah. So Jenna, this was amazing. I had so much fun chatting with you and hearing all your things that I already know, but getting to share it with all of the girls. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me. I had such a good time.
Thank you for coming on, sis.
I have something to share that has been highly requested, highly anticipated, and now it's finally here. The workbook for the girls who desire more. I created a 90-page digital workbook that includes journal prompts, powerful worksheets, thought-provoking questions, personal development activities, and so much more that'll have you digging deeper than ever before. And it's available right now for only $29. That's right. This workbook is a $299 value, and it's all yours for only $29 at victoriaalerio.com or at the link in the show notes. So grab your dream workbook, get to work, and become your dream girl now at victoriaalerio.com.